Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Right, we added a new logo to the show, Talk Radio for the Thinking Person. Maybe that will help you understand why I try to make you think rather than react. Now, I was going to do a show today that was going to be Trump-free and Muslim-free. Unfortunately, I cannot make it either. Because I looked at the data, and Barack Hussein Obama, who many say is not only transforming America, but transforming it for the worse, issued 680,000 green cards to migrants from Muslim-majority countries just between 09 and 13. Did you hear the number? Now, we don't know how many of their family members have now come in under associated visas. Some are calling this an Islamic invasion based on Obama's proclivities towards such. He is now wanting to bring in, what, 10,000, 100,000, 300,000 Syrian Muslims? How many Syrian Christians has Obama approved for immigration to the United States? How many Muslims has he approved? If you look at the numbers, you'll see what's going on, and you will see what exactly is intended by this administration. That's topic number one. 680,000 Muslims brought to America under Obama from 09 through 13. Some are calling it the Islamic invasion, but it's much higher than that. It is much higher than that. We know that the Muslim population of America is expanding geometrically in the United States. And that's because Obama wants to transform America. What does that mean? He wants to transform it from a what? Judeo-Christian-based nation to a Muslim-based nation? And which Muslim-based nation is he using as a model? Is it Saudi Arabia, where they cut the hands off thieves and stone women to death? Is it Turkey, where they arrest journalists who disagree with the president of Turkey, with the dictator Erdogan, a good friend of Mark Zuckerberg? We'll talk about that in a minute. So unfortunately for me and you, I cannot avoid the topic of Muslims and the Muslim invasion. Just today they arrested a Somali in Minnesota of conspiring to help ISIS. Another Muslim from Somalia arrested for trying to help ISIS. The police chief of San Francisco, who tried to warn us years ago about the Somali community, almost lost his job for merely saying that there's a lot of terrorism in this community. We should look at them. They almost threw him out of San Francisco. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Liberalism is a suicidal mental disorder. Most liberals are on medication or illegal drugs. They'll drag the rest of us over the cliff with them. Now you know why Trump is surging. Now I want to go on to Facebook. A Facebook post of mine was removed last night owing to their, quote, community standards. The post was the pictures. It was a picture of the Muslim protesters in London during the cartoon controversy. And some people said that it was hateful to put up the pictures that were there of traditional psychotic throwbacks holding up signs that were just horrible to look at. Facebook said that we have to review the standards. They did not specify which of these standards that the pictures I posted violated. But if you read their standards, you will see that Facebook is a complete dictatorship, and they will throw down anything that violates Mark Zuckerberg's suicidal liberalism. And so I don't know how much longer I will even be on Facebook. I may even eliminate my Facebook page. I'm not going to generate business for that lout. I don't need him. I have a website, michaelsavage.com, which I've used for years. I have a radio show, which I've used for 21 years. I don't need this pimply-faced, undershirt-wearing throwback who is suicidal. You know, I can't stand this topic, and I don't want to say things that'll make me angry, because I made a decision a while ago. I'm going to try never to get angry on the show again. I don't need anger to make my point. Anger is necessary for those who don't know what else to talk about, so they have righteous indignation. How can you have righteous indignation for three straight hours unless it's staged righteous indignation? There's plenty to be indignant about. No need to get excited about it. Sometimes I blow it and I get very angry. It's not good for me. That's not good for you. Topic number two is your topic. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Let's go back to the San Bernardino massacres from last week when two Muslims, a young, innocent, newlywed couple, suddenly were triggered into hating and suddenly found the rifles and made pipe bombs. They made them on the spot with grandma in the house. And they killed so many people. Who bought the rifles for them? His name is Enrique Marquez. He's their neighbor. He's a 24-year-old Walmart security guard. He's known to his friends as a shy cycling enthusiast. And he's emerged as a key figure in last week's terror attack at the San Bernardino Social Services Center. Enrique Marquez Jr. purchased two military-style rifles several years ago that Syed Rizwan Farouk and Tashfeen Malik used in the terrorist attack to assassinate 14 innocent people, unarmed innocent people, by the way, and wounding many others. Cowards, they're always cowards. So who is Marquez? You may not see this. It takes a while to get to this, but I got to it pretty quick, Lee. Marquez is a Mexican who converted to Islam. Now you know why Trump is rising and why all the others are falling. A Mexican who converted to Islam, who befriended these low-life subhumans, bought them the automatic weapons. He married the sister of Farouk's sister-in-law. It's a sham marriage, of course. It was just to bring her in so Obama can chalk another one up to his list of importees. Marrying the sister of Farouk's sister-in-law, Marquez's relationship with Farouk, blah, blah, blah. They said the marriage is very unusual because they don't live together. She comes from Russia. Marquez married Maria Chernich. Chernich's sister was married to Saeed Rael Farouk, the shooter's older brother. Remember all the shocked relatives? They were stunned that they had been radicalized. They had no idea. Mommy dearest didn't know. Poppy dearest didn't know. Grandma playing with the little doll of a sheep didn't know. The women came to the United States separately on J-1 visas. Thank you, Hillary, which allow foreign individuals to enter for work study cultural exchange programs. According to the federal official who spoke to the LA Times on the condition of anonymity. The women came to the United States separately on J-1 visas, which allow foreign individuals to enter for work-study cultural exchange programs. I guess jihad is now considered a work-study cultural exchange program to Obama. No, I would think jihad is a work-study exchange program. That's a cultural exchange program. Come to America and study with jihadis, learning how to hate the infidel, and then learn how to kill infidels. Under Obama, that's a work-study cultural exchange, or else she would have been stopped at the border. Marquez's marriage could strike some people as odd. Marquez did not live with his wife from Russia. Never lived with the wife. I guess she was brought in to, for cultural exchange. Anyway, the main part of the story that caught my eye was that Marquez, the man who bought the rifles, is a Mexican who converted to Islam. Have a nice day. 855-400-7282. Here's another little story for those of you who are liberal of bent, meaning bent liberals who are bent. Liberals are all bent. Their minds are bent. Their souls are bent. Their compassion is suicidal. Remember the argument over whether or not to release the vermin in Guantanamo? And Obama made that a central calling card of his regime? That the Troika will release all of the vermin in Gitmo when he becomes president? Well, guess what happened? Are you ready? U.S. intelligence said don't release this one, a hardened Al-Qaeda fighter. He served as Osama bin Laden's jack of all trades. He spent 10 years at Gitmo. A military prosecutor said don't release him. Barack Hussein and Saint Obama released him in 2012. He has now popped up in Yemen as one of the terror group's top leaders. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Now, there's another picture that you have to see, which I don't even have the strength to put up on my website. It's of a poor woman in Iran, buried up to her shoulders in sand, being stoned to death. And that's being ordered on Human Rights Day by Barack Obama's friends and Kerry's friends in Iran. And we're told Israel is a racist, fascist nation. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Liberalism will kill us all. Take a look at the picture. Death by stoning ordered on Human Rights Day. Not one word from the perverts at the United Nations. Not a single word from the grifter thieves at the UN of this poor Iranian woman buried up to her neck in sand while the vermin throw rocks at her until she's dead. Isn't that wonderful, such an advanced view of religion? Well, it's a cultural thing. You have to look at it this way. It may not be our style of life, but it's the Iranian style of life. And since cultural equality is something that Obama preaches on a daily basis, stoning a woman like this, well, we may not like it. We may find it repugnant. But it's their cultural prerogative to stone a woman to death on Human Rights Day. They tortured me. Woman raped into confessing husband's murder. Not a word from the fake women's rights movement in America. Anything else I can tell you not to do with Muslims? I'll try very hard. It's kind of very difficult since the jihadis are at war with us and have been for 1,400 years. Go back as many generations as you can, and you'll find out this did not start with the creation of the State of Israel. It started 1,400 years ago, as I point out in the seminal book of our time, Government Zero. Prophecy realized, ex-Gitmo detainee, UBLA, resurfaces as top commander in Yemen. Oh, here's another one. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it. It was going to be a Muslim-free day. Muslim arrested after neighbor flees sword attack. Sorry, didn't mean to do it. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department arrested a Muslim man on Monday after he allegedly threatened to kill his neighbor with a sword. Mohammed Ahmed El-Fray of Victorville, California, allegedly screamed, "I die and kill Allah!" during an altercation as he ran out with a sword. I guess there's going to be the sword grabbers are going to come now. Hillary swears that when she's elected, she will eliminate all steak knives, swords, butter knives. I think even knives that cut nothing will be eliminated. Of course, you could eliminate the jihadis that you're bringing in with your insanity, couldn't you? I'm sorry, here comes another one. I tried not to, from Fox News. Iranian woman to be stoned to death as world marks UN Human Rights Day. Gruesome reality. They buried her up to her shoulders with sand and pelted her with rocks by throwback subhumans. It was first reported on the Persian language Iranian website, Lahig. The woman was identified only by the initials AKH. It's sickening. It's sickening. You know, Hitler is back, only he's not speaking German. And he's not marching with a swastika on his armband. He is marching to a different drummer. I'll rest my case and be back. Be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO.
Chairman, the subject is still inside the business, 1365 South Waterman. It's in building number 3, possible active shooter. Copy, one suspect so far, male in black clothing. He's still firing rounds. So we're 2 more units down to the south side. The shooter's supposed to be in a parking lot. No better description on that location with a machine gun for this RP.
Okay, we're overhead. Everybody from the parking lot's been running into the north building on the north side. Security is out in the parking lot. Where you tell anybody else in the parking lot so far?
You're listening to a tape broadcast from last week's terror event in San Bernardino. And initially, I told you that they reported 3. That was picked up by other radio shows who were taking credit for it. I spent days on this last week. There were 3 shooters originally reported. It suddenly went down to 2 shooters. No one knows if there ever was a third shooter or where he may be, if there was one. It's creating an awful lot of conspiracy theories out there, which I can't indulge because I can't confirm that there were 3 shooters. I do remember the situation, and we're going to play the tapes from that day and see if it comes back up here. You can be a detective with me. Let's take a quick call. A Rich on KSFO. Make your point. Go ahead, please.
Trump Experts believe that Trump's position on ISIS, and Muslims helps to recruit for ISIS because that bombast that creates a war-like mentality is what they want. So I guess they owe a $28,000 check to both him and you.
What's the $28,000 check?
Oh, to help create discord, to help create problems, to help make it
more... Wait, sir. You know, you're not smart enough for sarcasm. It requires a minimal intelligence for that. First of all, what you said experts. Which experts?
Oh, look it up. Mikey Beck...
No, you look it up. You're making the point. You're alleging that Trump's position makes Muslims join ISIS. And you say experts are saying that. Which experts?
Take 10 seconds to look it up on Google.
You're the genius. You're calling a radio show. You're getting your 15 seconds of fame. So you don't know who the experts are. What are they, some drug addicts at Harvard? That's number one. But you know, hey, I don't even care if Trump's rhetoric causes Muslims to join ISIS. Let me tell you why. Because they're all going to be in one place, very convenient for the Russian nuclear weapons that will be used. How's that? Does that work for you?
What's the
laughter for? What's the laughter for? What do you think? This is a joke?
What do
you think? You're immune to these animals? You think they're going to like you because you're a card-carrying progressive?
You're entertaining as usual, and that's why I listen to you.
All right, take a walk. Go back to the cafe and go cash your SDSI check. Go back to one of the cafes in the Mission District and go cash your SDSI crazy check. We know you don't work for a living. I had you on because I needed a jester. I needed a clown to beat up. I got the clown, the jester, on the show just for a few seconds. Don't you love it? They call the show, tell me I'm amusing to them. Now, what are they wasting their time for? Now, it's not because I'm amusing. It's because they know I'm right. It's the only reason these drug-addicted progressives listen to this show is because there's a scintilla of reason left in their drug-addled brains. And they seem to remember something to do with survival. Somewhere deep down in the gray matter, they remember that there's something about survival somewhere in their brain, somewhere implanted into their neurons. Daddy taught them how to survive. And they hear Daddy's voice.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
One suspect fled in a black SUV westbound from the location. We do not know if we still have an active shooter. We supposedly have two down inside. We'll be making entry.
We have several down in the conference. Several down. Several medical.
We have at least 20 victims.
Approximately one to two suspects left fled on Park Center Circle.
That was from last week's Muslim massacre in San Bernardino. Sorry, I have to say Muslim and massacre in the same sentence. I don't think it's illegal yet. I haven't yet consulted with Loretta Lynch's protocols as to what can be said in the new Muslim-dominated America. But it's getting very alarming when you realize that the entire administration is on the wrong side of this issue. The entire country is rallying around Donald Trump for one reason. They're paranoid, they're afraid, and they're paranoid for good reason. You know, sometimes fear is based upon reality. If one terrorist event after another is occurring from the Muslim communities around the world, I mean, it's pretty clear why people don't trust Muslims. Let's just take the lid off the subject. What, is Trump operating in a vacuum and everyone who follows him is an idiot and a racist and a bigot? It's impossible to believe that. The whole world knows there's a problem here. I know it. I've studied history. 1,400-year history of terror. There was several hundred years in between where there was very little terror. And then the Wahhabi sect appeared out of Saudi Arabia. And now we are facing terror all over again. And they will lose again. As sure as I'm sitting here, they will lose again because they've now antagonized the entire world. They've antagonized the whole world. Obama did nothing for several years because either he's sympathetic or he's incompetent. One or the other, it doesn't matter which. Fake airplane runs, planes coming back without dropping bombs, targets called in that he won't hit. Which side has he been on? Well, don't dare ask that question. They dare not call it a conspiracy. They dare not question the loyalty of the thin smoker from Honolulu. He's above the law. He's above questions. They watch Homeland for years, and they cheer at all the liberals. What a great piece of art that is. For years, they cheer the show Homeland. And then when Homeland appears right in front of their eyes, they deny its reality. They can't connect it. Life imitates art. Art imitates light. Light, life. We heard about it for years in the universities. But when it actually occurs, they can't make the connections. Their synapses have a missing link. There's a missing enzyme in the mind of the ultra-liberal. But let's get down to brass tacks. Trump is rising for one reason. People are afraid of Muslims. They do fear them. They don't know whether any one of them is going to go off at any minute next with a sword or a gun. I mean, that's the reality. People are afraid right now. You forgot last week already. It's been buried by Zuckerberg. It's been buried by Spielberg, Heelberg, Mielberg, Drielberg, Dielberg, Dillerberg. When have you last seen a film? When have you last seen a film showing the enemy, the actual enemy? I remember a Lone Survivor was one. But he tempered that with the good Muslims who saved them, which is true. Anyone who's been over there knows that if it were not for the Muslims who were anti-terror, there would be no American presence possible at all. That's a reality. But when have you last seen a movie of the type that was done during World War II that was used for propaganda to alert the population to the dangers of Nazism, where every German was painted in a sinister manner? Where has been a movie like that? Well, don't expect it from the Hollywood brats. Don't expect it from Spielberg, who has just been given another award by Mr. Hussein Obama. Don't expect it from George Lucas. George Lucas, who was given another Medal of Freedom. Why do you think Obama gives all these awards to movie makers? What, do you think Obama's stupid? You think he got where he is and stays where he is because he's dumb? Don't make that mistake. People are afraid of Muslims. They distrust them. I'm just telling you like it is. I know you don't want to hear it. It's almost like nerve-wracking to listen to this. I told you I wanted to do a Muslim-free day and a Trump-free day. But I can't. It's almost impossible. I wake up and I see that the liberals who pushed to close Gitmo and get everyone out of Guantanamo Bay because it was so illegal, and it was so illegal to arrest them and hold them for so long against their will. Well, one was released against the wishes of the federal prosecutor, the military prosecutor. He went to Yemen. He's now a general on the ground, directing the killing of people, the stoning of women, the raping of young girls. Terror prophecy fulfilled because of liberalism. So the problem is now what needs to be done. WABC, Vito, tell us your story from New York City. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, pleasure to speak to you. I agree with you. Obama is a sympathizer. But here in New York, I do a lot of business with Muslims, with delis and bodegas. Prior to Trump, they were validating everything that's going on in the world, explaining to me why it should be going on. Now Trump struck a nerve, and they're all shaking in their boots. There's something going on.
What do you mean? Before Trump, they were sympathetic to the terror around the world or ignored it?
They were explaining to me why they were validating it.
Oh, they were saying it was Israel, U.S. policy, the standard liberal line. Is that it? They don't even know their own history of terror going back 1,400 years?
Not most. All these guys are from Yemen. And they're gone for 6 months at a time and come back with more people. And the welfare from the stores goes back to Yemen. It's amazing.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And now what? They're afraid they're going to be looked into? Is that it?
I believe so.
They suddenly dummied up. They're acting like good Americans all of a sudden. Have any of them put American flags in their grocery stores yet?
Pretty much. That's what's going on.
Yeah, I figured so, yeah. Next, they'll be singing the Star Spangled Banner in Arabic.
But my worst fear is that things are going to come true. I believe we got jihadis amongst us in New York in these stores. I really believe
it. Let me tell you, Vito, do you see it in their eyes, the hate?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Vito, you sound like a streetwise New Yorker who's been around a long time, and you can read a man. I mean, I would think. You're working in these delis. They're in marginal neighborhoods. You see the eyes, don't you?
Yes. Yes. You could tell which ones are which.
That's what I'm saying. Well, it's a shame that you're not running the Department of Homeland Security, Vito. I'm sending you a Christmas gift. Government zero, because unfortunately it defines Barry's government. All right, can we go on and do something other than Muslims and Trump and terror? Is there any other topic in the world? Could I play Gene Autry, Jingle Bells? No, I can't. The whole Christmas season has been stolen. The whole Christmas season has been stolen by the Muslim marauding of last week. The country is at its wit's end. And nice people are saying don't criminalize an entire race or religion. They happen to be 100% right. So let me ask the nice people, what would you do if you were in charge? Let me ask the nice people out there who say don't criminalize an entire religion or entire race. Okay, we agree with you. Tell me what you would do to sort out the wheat from the chaff. That's all. We're open to ideas. This is not Turkey. This is the United States of America. What would you do? While you're calling the show, Robert, play one more of the dispatch calls. Let's see if we hear them saying it's three or two shooters last week. Go ahead.
We're going to set up a triage area on Waterman, just south of Park Center.
I need some medical aid in here immediately. A near assessment's about 15 or 20 down.
Travis, goodbye. I'd like to get an access card. I'm at the main entrance. Where do you want me?
Whoever has the access card just stays for the fish.
Sarge, you were covered when you wanted the announcements over the intercom. I do have access to that now. What would you like said?
Whoever's left in the building hiding, have them come to you so you can evacuate them. Be cautious. There's other teams in there. And be cautious of who's coming to you. Make sure. Be cautious of who's coming to you. Make sure.
Hussein Obama should not have George Lucas at the Lincoln Center, the Kennedy Center, giving him a Medal of Freedom. It should have been the first responders in San Bernardino, but we know where this hate-filled president leans. He should have had one of these heroes from San Bernardino. Did you see the faces of these men who went in there? You see the guts on their faces? They're the only link we have between our safety and our future. But I'm asking you, folks, I'm asking especially those who say don't vilify an entire race or religion, what you would do to separate the wheat from the chaff, the good from the bad. How would you go about it? Because that's the whole narrative. That's all we're talking about right now. Moreover, what sense does it make to bring in more Muslims right now? Tell me what sense that makes when you know that the government failed us in vetting these two from San Bernardino. How are they going to vet 100,000 more? Which ones were radicalized before they got here or are likely to be so-called radicalized once they're here, even though that's a misnomer? I don't like the word radicalized because that's a misnomer to begin with. And I'll tell you why a little later on. Dave on WDRC Radio, go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage, first of all, thank you for your honesty. You are a true American in my book. And I think if, hopefully, Donald Trump is elected president of the United States, and I hope he makes you Secretary of State. Between
no, that's not my cup of tea. I'm not a diplomatic type. If Donald Trump is elected and he ever comes back on my show before then, I will lobby for only one position. I want to run Health and Human Services. I want to have oversight over the HHS machine that robs most of the money out of the United States government, out of the taxpayers' pockets. I want to take control of Health and Human Services. I want to rein in the welfare state. I want to get all the gangsters in the Medicaid racket. I want to close down the science racket, the medical rackets, and I want to make sure science and medicine are operational again in America. Really, honest to God, I would leave my media career for that, and I would ask for $1 a year to do so. All right, Dave, Christmas gift to you. Everybody gets one who gets on Government Zero. I'm giving them out like hotcakes. Mohammed on WFTL, Florida. Go ahead, please. You're next up on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, thank you for the airtime. I'm Muslim American. A couple of days ago, you said you don't hear any outcry from the community. I go to the mosque. We condemn this action. We are 1% of the U.S. population. We have 5,000 people in the U.S. Armed Forces. That's just in the U.S. Armed Forces. Never mind the paramedics, the fire department, and the police. We are the Muhammad al-Karim, who was the paramedic who died in 9/11, saving lives when the buildings collapsed on him. American Muslim had a chapter in the Twin Towers. Nobody ever talks about that. We condemn these actions. What you tell us, you keep saying that, what else we can do? You tell us what we can do to support this.
Well, actually, the truth is you can't do anything more. That would be like screaming in the 1930s that the Italian should turn in the mafia. The average Italian person saying, go out there and show us who the mafia is. They can't do it. They couldn't do it then, and you can't do it now. I hear you. Believe me, I'm a realist, Muhammad.
Yes, I'm an American citizen for 4 years. I worked my butt off.
Well, would that be like saying in the 1920s when Jewish Murder Incorporated was murdering people in the streets of America, well, why isn't the Jewish community rounding up Murder Incorporated? I understand the comparison, Muhammad. I'm not blind to it.
Yeah, so please stop demonizing all of us.
Well, hold on now. Now you're going overboard. I'm not demonizing. I'm telling you the truth, though. You know and I know that the Holy Book itself has so many passages which you obviously recognize are antiquated and you do not follow that call for hurting and killing.
Not necessarily. Those passages, if you read the whole chapter, relates to the people who drove Prophet Muhammad from Mecca to Medina. They wanted to kill him and burn his house. Quran doesn't promote killing and beheading and cutting hands no more than U.S. Constitution promotes.
Well, wait, then why does Saudi Arabia cut off the hands of thieves? Where do they get that from?
You just stole the words out of my mouth. That's Saudi Arabia. That's one sect, the Wahhabism, which is the problem. 99.9%.
Well, hold it. So you and I are actually agreeing that Wahhabism is the problem, right?
Exacto mundo.
You know, this is very good, Muhammad. This is where the country might come together. You probably know more about Wahhabism than I do. Would you be willing to spend a minute or two with my audience when I come back and explain it on the Savage Nation? Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUICO.
East Avenue, multiple shots fired. We need a Bearcat. We need medical aid.
Copy. We're getting them started.
We are at San Bernardino and Shedden. San Bernardino and Shedden. We see one guy down. There's one guy in the back of the car that we got that Bearcat.
Okay, right, stop right there. Did you hear that? Two guys down, one guy in the back of a car. I heard that with my own ears. Now, we don't know whether they're referring to victims or the shooters. Did you hear what I just said? There were three mentioned just now. I was the first in the radio business to focus on this. It was picked up since by others who have been getting great credit for it, but I'm used to that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter anymore who gets credit for what. What's the difference? It's all the end of days, so what's the difference? You know, what is the difference? Who gets credit for what? We're at war right now. Muhammad on WFTL, thanks for holding. Please explain what the Wahhabi sect is, the Wahhabi sect of Islam. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to say that we are peaceful people out of every four people on the face of the earth.
Okay, but wait, we know the whole propaganda story. That's very good that you are one out of four is Muslim. But you said that the violence is coming from the Wahhabism sect. Could you please explain it?
We are, our religion has been hijacked. That's not what Quran tells us. Quran tells us that you never attack any nation unless you have to, unless you've been attacked. And if you do, you're supposed to go easy on the leaves of their tree.
But Muhammad, you know and I know very well that those who are joining ISIS are saying that we're killing and raping women in the Middle East, and that is their justification for beheadings, etc. You know that.
Yes.
But are they right or wrong? Are they telling the truth or not?
Yeah, the 99.99% of the Muslim on the face of the earth don't believe in that. That's only very few people that...
All right, well, okay, but this few people are the ones that worry us. How can we tell amongst those coming in which ones follow Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab, who started a revivalist movement in the 1700s? It was Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab who started the Wahhabi movement. Am I right, Muhammad?
How can we tell? I don't know. We probably have to ask
him. All right. So look, I'm not putting the burden on him. any more than you put it on Italians in the 1920s, as I said. Okay, let's be clear.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Savage.
Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
He's there, we have multiple shots fired. We need a Bearcat. We need medical aid.
Copy. We're getting them started.
We are at San Bernardino and Shedden. San Bernardino and Shedden. Do one guy down to one guy in the back of the car. And we need that Bearcat.
All right, we don't know what he just said. Did he say one guy down and one guy in the back of the car or two guys down? What did he say, one and one? I heard one and one, didn't you? I didn't hear three. Now, during the event, we did hear that there were three. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because it's provoked a lot of conspiracists who say that there was a shadowy third person, just like the Boston Marathon bombing when we saw, frankly, tall, well-built white men with backpacks wearing all black walking around before the bombing. Now, they could have been Secret Service or other intelligence agents scanning the crowd for troublemakers. It doesn't mean they're involved with the problem. That's the issue. In the last hour, we talked about I wanted to make it a Muslim-free and Trump-free hour. I couldn't do it. I failed. It's almost impossible to do talk radio without talking about the number one issue on everyone's mind. If you're a liberal, you say Trump is terrible, but you don't know why. Then you immediately do a knee-jerk answer, well, because he's targeting a religion. Okay, then if your brain goes on, ask yourself, why is he targeting Muslims? Well, because almost every terrorist event is conducted by a Muslim. Then you get into a sand trap. Because you can't say that every Muslim is a terrorist. That would be ridiculous. Well, then you say, okay, the conservatives say, we want the Muslim community to do more to monitor themselves. Well, that's a reasonable statement. But how? And I think wisely, and maybe you don't like me for it, said that would be the equivalent of telling Italians in New York City in particular in the 1920s and 30s, when the Black Hand was operational, that it was up to them, the little Italian grocer or dentist, to point out the mafia guys and go running to the police. How long would that dentist or grocer lasted? Not too long. So nobody pointed out the Black Hand in those days. Any more than the Muslims today will point out the bad ones amongst them. They're afraid of them too. So whose job is it? The job of the people who's not doing their job. DHS, for example. Department of Homeland Security should have stopped these people 2 years ago. Every day it leaks out now. They were communicating. They were radicalized. They were talking about it. They almost did it. They could have done it. It looked like they were almost about to. They were under watch, but not too watchful. We almost saw them. They slipped, but they didn't. We almost had them, but we couldn't. So we got the whole problem. How many are they watching now that are going to go off like a skyrocket tomorrow or the next day? Well, ask the FBI director. He knows how many. We need to change the law right now and preemptively detain anyone who is on one of those lists, period, end of story. Now, I know that the conservatives are going to say, watch out, they'll put you on a list and detain you. I get it. That's the problem with a fascist liberal government like this. You say, how could you link fascism and liberalism in the same phrase? Well, look back on Joseph Stalin. You'll see what fascism and liberalism looks like. Stalin was a socialist, Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, but he was a fascist. So please don't believe, as your college teacher taught you, that you cannot have fascists who are liberals. Okay? So what's going to be done? Tell me what's going to be done. Are they going to stop the next attack? I doubt it. They doubt it. They tell you they can't. The government says that they can't. Well, the issue is they can't because of the liberal laws that are in place. That's the reason they can't. You get it? Now, there's a story that just came out that I have to read to you. I'd be, if I could find it, I don't know where it is. Art just sent it to me. Here it is, WND story. It's an important story that will not be heard anywhere but on this show. Nobody will link it. I am now persona non grata on every media outlet in America, except WorldNet Daily. Apparently, they don't like me anywhere. You will not see me listed anywhere else but at WorldNet Daily or on my own website, michaelsavage.com. I am not a member of the club. I am not a member of the old boys club, nor really of the new boys club. But since my computer froze up, I can't even read it to you. It's about Facebook taking down a posting that my people put up. They removed a post which showed Muslim protesters outside the Danish embassy during the cartoon controversy. And the Muslims were so full of hate with their signage, that I felt obligated to put it up because it was terrifying to look at what they were saying. Well, they removed the post. Over 200,000 people had gone on to my site. This morning I woke up and they took it down. Now, the reason is because Zuckerberg is a diehard stooge of the Obama administration. You may think that billionaires can't be owned by a government, but you don't understand something. He wouldn't function for one day was it not for this government. He wouldn't last one day, nor would Yahoo, nor would any of the other social sites that permit the terrorists to communicate with each other. They wouldn't last one day if they were not catering to this government. So it's a very important story. You will not see it linked on any of the sites that were formerly friendly to me. They have cut me off. Newsmax has cut me off. I have no association whatsoever with Newsmax anymore. They want nothing to do with me. Apparently, they have now become ABC, CBS, and NBC themselves. Here's the story on WND. Joe Farah is still 100% true blue. One of the good guys. And by the way, Joe Farah, who owns Facebook, owns WND, happens to be of Arabic descent, and he's an Arab Christian. He's one of the best people in the media. And I've associated with Joe for years, even though we've argued and fought because we both have very strong tempers. He and I are like cousins or brothers around the table. I love Joseph and his wife. Facebook censors Michael Savage post of Muslims protesting. Photos show demonstrators warning, behead those who insult Islam. You can see the posters. We got it back off Snoops or whatever. We couldn't find it because Facebook obliterated it. And signs such as, slay those who insult Islam. Europe, you will pay. Demolition is on its way. Butcher those who mock Islam. You get the picture. And they took it down on Facebook. So the article is, talk radio host Michael Savage thought that amid a fierce national debate on whether or not to allow Muslims to immigrate to the United States, it would be worth considering what has been happening in Europe. So Savage posted on his Facebook page photographs of the Feb 3, 2006 demonstration outside the embassy of Denmark in London. The focus of protest was the publication of editorial cartoons depicting Muhammad in a Danish newspaper, whatever it was. Snopes.com verified that the photographs were in fact taken at the London demonstration, with the exception of one, which was from a protest in the English city of Luton. Last night, Facebook removed Savage's post, explaining the social media site, quote, determined that it violated Facebook community standards, close quote. You hear this? Facebook has not explained why it deleted the post, but it provided a link to its community standards page, which lists hate speech as one of its prohibitions, along with, quote, violence and graphic content and nudity. Now, messages and placards held up by the London demonstrators included, behead those who insult Islam, freedom go to hell, Europe take some lessons from 9-1-1, and be prepared for the real Holocaust. And by the way, I can confirm that the real Holocaust signs are being held up in Florida and in New York City and L.A. every time Pamela Geller speaks. So don't think that I invented these signs. The Facebook post on Savage's page included text from an email that has circulated for many years. And I don't want to read you the whole article. I didn't make the pictures up. People claim that they were invented, that's, you know, there was the same print, therefore someone photoshopped it. It turns out it's false. These posters were not photoshopped. They were printed for those protesters by the same individual. See, we didn't photoshop them. These pictures are not shown on American TV or in American newspapers, and why? How do you feel about Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook removing one of my posts owing to community standards? I mean, you can call on that if you want. It should be on every conservative outlet in America. If we had a legitimate Fox News, do you know whose show I would be on right after this show? Bill O'Reilly's. But since he is my competitor, I will not be on Bill O'Reilly's show, nor will I ever want to appear on Bill O'Reilly's show. Whose show should I be on? Martha Washington. Whatever her name. I can't. Megyn Kelly should hold this up as an example of what's coming to her if she doesn't stand up for me. You see, Megan, when they came for Michael Savage, you did raise your voice back in 09, and I thank you for that yesterday, Megan. But now that you're part and parcel of the much bigger picture, Megan, and you've moved up and you knocked someone out of the box, suddenly I'm your enemy, is that right? Well, tomorrow it may be you, Megan. Tomorrow they may take you off the air for something you said. Be very careful which company you associate with. They may not all be in your corner. It's an important article, and people have written, to Fraud Book, truth is now hate speech, and I will never join Fraud Book. And someone then wrote, Facebook community standards are anything that embraces perversion, Islam, and the liberal agenda. Facebook is just a waste of time with their founder supporting these terrorists. Someone wrote, he's an American traitor along with the liberal pansy. Ooh, that's bad. Anyway, you can see people are angry. Very, very angry. And it's all because Zuckerberg wants to do business in the Arabic world. It's exactly what happened to me in England. Now you understand what's happening to freedom of speech, freedom of the press. I got to tell you something. I am so glad that I have a publisher who went to bat for me with Government Zero. I had a fight. I never told the story, but they didn't want this book's title. They didn't want, the one they really didn't want was Stop the Coming Civil War. They just wanted it to be The Savage Truth, and I had a fight with the publisher a long time to make them publish it to Stop the Coming Civil War. Government Zero was not so much as an argument, not as much of an argument. They understood completely about the third world dictatorship that is emerging in our country, ruled by Government Zero, which is absolute government and zero representation. So I thank Hachette, Center Street Books, for publishing that book. It's in every bookstore in America. It's a miracle. You think this is going to go on forever? Do you actually think you're going to see freedom of the press in your lifetime disappear? You're already seeing it disappear. Take a look at what he just did to me on Facebook. That's all. WMAL, Cliff, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I want to thank you, first of all, brother. Government Zero was riding on a plane back from Costa Rica. I'm 65 years old. There happened to be a young black male that was sitting beside me in his 20s. I asked him if he knew anything about climate change. He kind of shrugged his shoulders. And I said, oh, okay, you've been watching what I'm reading here. Look at this chapter here. I got about 20-some pages for you to read. He read them, and it changed his mind. Okay?
Let's be clear, Cliff. We don't know each other, right? We never met.
No, we never met.
All right, and so you went and bought the book, and you read it to this kid on a plane, and when he read my statements and he saw the references, he suddenly opened his mind up.
I read it with the quickness, and I was taking it with me to share with a couple of people, and was going through some preparation because I like to converse on things that I know, and I was impressed by how well you documented that book, and I shared it with this young man. Okay.
Now let me. Was he afraid of you, Cliff? Because you're bigger than him.
No.
I'm joking. Come on. You sound like a big guy. You know, big guy on a plane reading a book that you don't agree with. You certainly would agree with him right away. I'm just joking. Come on.
Oh, but what I wanted to share with you, Michael. One of the things you might be in the midst of this morass that we're facing. I can share with you. I'm not afraid of any man. I'm a Christian. And was in law enforcement 38 years, 20.
God bless you.
Department right beside of the District of Columbia, Prince George.
Well, yeah. You got my support, my friend. You're the thin blue line, and I'm glad that you're in it.
Well, God got me through that. Well, at any rate, I guess I was kind of crazy. I went into a high school and was running security at a high school for about 16 years. And the reason I'm calling in is because 7 of those years with the police department, I was in narcotics. One of the things you said that you might want to reconsider is that any group of people or subgroup within a group, if they're experiencing a problem, they are going to be an integral a part of the solution. Any solution that comes out, they're going to be an integral part. That Muslim brother that I actually called, I said brother because he's in the United States, he's a U.S., okay, USA. So he's my brother until he shows himself otherwise, okay? One of the things you need to remember is that in narcotics, you have sources of information. Some people commonly call them snitches. Now, the difference between a snitch and a confidential source of information is fundamentally that a snitch is intricately involved in the behavior that you're looking at.
In other words, it's a terrorist who got caught who was turned. But a confidential informant is someone who is not a terrorist and simply wants to tell you information without getting exposed, right?
Exactly.
Hold on. No, this is very important. So you're saying to all the Muslims out there that they could become confidential informants without being seen as snitches. That is so great. Stay on the line. A breakthrough on the Savage Nation. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. Now, here is a crazy development in this whole Muslim terrorism story. It was just posted today by Laura Italiano of the New York Post, December 10th, 2015. You ready for this? You're not going to believe this story. I told you that they're going to be annihilated. I told you ISIS will be destroyed and wiped off the planet. They have now provoked everyone on the planet who has any power. Here it comes. El Chapo tells ISIS his men will destroy them. The world's most wanted drug lord has declared war on the Islamic State, promising the terror group's leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, that his narcotics cartel will wipe them off the planet. I'm quoting now. El Chapo says, "My men will destroy you," in an encrypted email that was leaked to a cartel-linked blogger in Mexico. News of the threat, purportedly issued from wherever El Chapo was hiding since busting out of a Mexican prison in July, was first reported in the U.S. by cartelblog.com. El Chapo, whose real name is Joaquin Guzman, leader of the Sinaloa cartel, is not incensed at ISIS being a vile, bloodthirsty death cult. Instead, the renegade drug lord is angry that ISIS destroyed one of his drug shipments somewhere in the Middle East. He said, "You, ISIS, are not soldiers. You are nothing but lowly PSS, whatever. My men will levy..." Well, he goes on, "My men will destroy you. I pity the next son of a..." I can't even read this. "That tries to interfere with the business of the Sinaloa cartel. I will have their heart and tongue torn from them."
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Breaking news. Remember the opening of the show? I talked about the Mexican who converted to Islam, who bought the rifles for the Muslims who conducted that terror attack in San Bernardino. The 24-year-old gentleman named Marquez. "My son is a good person," says mother of man who bought guns used in San Bernardino attack. The mother of the man who purchased the weapons used to carry out last week's deadly shooting The LA Times leaves out the word Muslim, of course. At a San Bernardino Social Services Center, again, they leave out how many people were slaughtered, said today that her son was a good person, despite growing concerns about his links to the man at the center of the terrorist attacks. Armida Chacon, wait a minute, if his name is Enrique Marquez, how could her name be Armida Chacon? It's getting interesting by the, more interesting by the second. Armida Chacon sobbed as she spoke briefly to reporters in Riverside, saying she hadn't been in contact with her son, Enrique Marquez, since December 2nd, the day his friend Saeed Rizwan Farouk killed 14 people at the Inland Regional Center. I don't know how this happened. My world is upside down. She saw my life has changed Wednesday. So how does she know he's a good boy? None of them know how, they don't know how it happened. They have no idea. They were radicalized. They didn't know it happened. They didn't know. They had no idea. They couldn't tell. They went to, they don't know. How could she not know that the guy wasn't involved with something fishy? First of all, if a Mexican who's usually, they're Christian, very strongly Catholic, if he converts to Islam, I mean, the mother would say, what's up, man? What's up with that? What's going on with the beard? Chacon was outside with one of her other sons cleaning up the broken glass and twisted panels of their garage door. Oh, here we go. I see it. Sympathy for the mother. Here comes the LA Times. The damage occurred when federal agents raided their Riverside home. Oh, isn't that shocking? Well, that's an attack on minorities. I mean, look, the FBI broke open their garage door to look for evidence. That's a case for, let's see, Al Sharpton, the Justice Department. This could be an overreaction of the police. Absolutely. Loretta Lynch, where are you now that we don't need you? I mean, was this necessary to break the garage door of this poor Mexican woman's garage? Damage occurred when federal agents raided their Riverside home over the weekend. As Marquez became a central figure, blah, 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 blah. Deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil since September 11th. That's what it really is, by the way. Now, here it comes. Marquez, a 24-year-old cycling enthusiast. That's being repeated over and over, cycling enthusiast. He took 3 bike rides probably in his life. Now, one moron saw a bicycle in the garage. He's already a cycling enthusiast. Now, don't you love that? What do you think about your neighbor Marquez who became a Muslim who gave him the machine guns? Well, he has a bicycle. Oh, cycling enthusiast. Breaking news, cycling enthusiast who wanted to join the U.S. military. You hear? Wanted to. Now already he's a war hero. It's like a gangbanger that's killed by the police in the downtown section somewhere. They say he would have been a medical student. He wanted to be a medical student, but he was only a drug dealer as an interim vocation on his way to Harvard. He later gave the weapons to King Farouk. When I was a little boy, there was a King Farouk in America. He was always seen and pictured in the Daily News. I liked the guy. He was a big fat guy. He did nothing for a living. And they always showed him. They would catch a picture of him sitting at a club in the middle of the day getting drunk, King Farouk, in Manhattan. I liked that idea. I was 11. I had to schlep to school and learn. I didn't want to go to school. I said, Ma, how do I become a king? I mean, what do I do to sit on a bar stool in the middle of the day when I'm a man and have guards and this and that? She's, well, just become president. No, she didn't say that. But King Farouk, he died young from overindulgence. The timing of the weapons purchase is of great interest to the FBI investigators. Okay, Federal Bureau of Islam. That's a bad joke. I got to be careful with that one. Farouk abandoned his plans to launch an attack after a FBI task force arrested several California men. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Here we go. As she combs through the wreckage of the garage door, attention, Loretta Lynch, wreckage of the garage door, Mrs. Chacon eventually turned to the reporters camped out on the street and agreed to an interview if the cameras were turned over. Uh-oh, Larry, get ready. Marquez was his mother's right hand at home, helping take care of his brothers, Chacon said. Normal 24-year-old, love to hang out with friends and like to go to parties. My son is a good person. Then how do you explain that he became a Muslim? How could he hang out and go to parties if he had become a Muslim? She said, I don't know anything to the reporters. Nothing. I know from nothing. But he dummied up pretty quick. Right after the shooting, Marquez went into a mental health facility. Somebody advised him on that. Immediately. The minute they traced the guns to him, he already went to a bug house. Mental health facility. Probably called one of the lawyers for the shooters. And they said, check yourself in here. We got a doctor in there who does Medicaid fraud for us. Here's a mental health facility. It's in a house next to you. There's actually no patients and no clinic, but we make $14.3 million a month on it. Marquez has been cooperative, blah, blah, blah. After speaking to reporters for 10 minutes, Chacon turned the walk back inside the stucco home. Stucco home. Let's see. One more line. She was still crying. Oh, that's so touching. L.A. Times staff writers James Quealy and Richard Winton contributed to this report. This is journalism 101, as bad as it gets. Now, one of them asked, how could he be a good boy? Nothing changed. He was a Mexican kid who became a Muslim. That's kind of odd. It's very rare, by the way. The mommy dearest didn't know it. Anyway, he said, I just deconstructed a new story for you. This would be a good shtick for television if I did it once in a week. There's a network that wants me to do this once a week. Just read the newspapers and do my take on them. I'm kind of thinking of a little television once a week. Small operation. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. I got the same callers now for an hour and a half, so I can't take any because we've covered all the topics. And I don't want to bash Muslims here. I just don't want to do it. I just don't want to do it. It's not going to get us where we want to go. They're going to only typecast us. I said I would do a show Trump-free and Muslim-free, and I have been unable to do that. So now let's go to the most important man in the history of the world in clip number 8. Let's listen to what he has to say on this day of December in the year 2015. Clip 8.
If we fail to answer those who wonder if they're truly equals in their communities or in their justice systems or in the job interview, we betray the efforts of the past if we fail to push back against bigotry in all its forms.
Oh, please. Get off it already.
But we betray our most noble past as well if we were to deny the possibility of movement, the possibility of progress.
The possibility.
If we were,
I got to get that down.
Cynicism consume us, and fear overwhelm us.
He's got several different accents he uses, like all of the deceivers. You notice I don't change my accents. I am what I am, whether you like me or not. You notice this one has 3, 4, 5 different voices he can use at any time, and some of them they slip. He just slipped into 3 different ones because his heart wasn't in this. He was reading a speech, who wrote it from God only knows. And again, hearkening to slavery. Not talking about the current slavery by ISIS in the Middle East, but again, hearkening back to in order to agitate. That's all. All right, end the story. Let's see what else we have here. We played the dispatch calls. We played the chief bugaboo in the White House. That's enough of him. We got Clinton. Oh, yeah. Although the day wouldn't be complete unless we played the... there's no words for her. How could you people want her to be president? Can anyone listening to this show tell me what she has that you want other than she's not a man? I mean, why would you want this woman? What is it that you need from her that you haven't already had for 16 years? What do you want? You had 8 years of her before. What do you need from Hillary Clinton that you haven't already gotten? Let me ask you something. Will our national security be stronger or weaker under Hillary Clinton? Check weaker. Let's see. Will the racial divide be wider or narrower under Hillary Clinton? Check wider. Let's see. Will the economy be stronger or weaker under Hillary Clinton? Check weaker. Let's see. Will taxes be higher or lower under Hillary Clinton? Check higher. Let's see. Will freedom of speech be greater or lesser under Hillary Clinton? Check lesser. Let's say, well, you just go down the checklist yourself, but you don't think. You can't think for yourself. Many of you are just knee-jerk liberals, and you think because she's a woman, she's superior. I really pity women who are voting for her just because she's not a man. I don't understand that. That's very sad. That's very sad, to be honest with you. But I'm a realist. What else now? All right, the Muslim. I don't want to do Muslim and Trump. I can't do it. Can we have one call other than Muslim? Is there any caller? Can you drop all the calls? I'm not taking any, Jim. I said it till my tongue is falling out of my left ear. Change the callers or drop them all. I don't want them. I want a new board. I don't want this anymore. Clean them out. Not one caller up there is going on the air. Well, there's one. Line 5. Hold it. Don't erase that one. Okay, let's try line 5. Go ahead, line 5. Let's try one caller and see if we can get through one call without my blowing a fuse.
Dr. Savage, I'm calling about the line you were mentioning before, when they were talking about how this Mexican guy who provided Farouk with the weapons wanted to be in the military. There's no purpose for that line to be in the article other than to try to imply that this poor Mexican man was victimized by the country, you know, by the system, that somehow he has been taken.
Oh, that was the reason for putting it in, that he got rejected, and as a result, he turned radical. I see. They're blaming the country again.
Character.
I didn't catch that. You'd be good in talk radio as a producer. You want a part-time job?
Same America First mentality, you know?
No, that's clear. You can read. You can think. You can think for yourself. You're getting a copy of a book that's going to give you more ammunition than you can use for the rest of your life. Government Zero. There's more information that you can use and more in-depth analysis and more biting commentary than all the talk shows put together in the history of radio, in my opinion. I don't talk about it, you know, but there's so much in here. As a former scholar, I don't write books just to knock off a book and make a buck. And I think the most important chapter right now is the Zero Strategy Against ISIS. I have quite a few things to say about that. If you don't know about the purge in the military that's going on under Hussein Obama, your hair will stand up. He has been purging the military of all combat officers who might have stood up to him. And he's turned our soldiers into social workers. Zero culture, first world to third world, Hollywood's war on American culture, rotten role models, a culture of envy, zero reality on race, zero immigration, that's a hot one. What country is this? Sleeper cells amongst us, leaving Christians to the wolves, the sleepers awaken, importing crime, importing disease, importing socialism, illegal immigration for profit, can we get America back? Zero religion, zero science, zero business sense, zero liberty, zero police. And then finally, I have a chapter on saving a nation with nationalism. And as you well know, Trump's moderate nationalism, it's what's resonating with the American people. They're confusing anti-Muslim sentiment with nationalism. They're not one and the same. His motto is making America great again. Notice he uses the word America and great in the same phrase. That is a no-no to Hillary Clinton and her acolytes. You get it? Saving a nation with nationalism. And then I have 40 actions to save America, which I think are worth saying. One, start a nationalist party. Two, close the borders completely for 7 years. Only going to read three of them. Three, deport all illegal aliens in American prisons. Four, repeal the Anchor Babies Law. Five, make English the official language of the United States. You know, that is so sickening. You know, in San Francisco for over 20 years now, you could vote in almost seven or eight languages. Nine, I think. Why do you think the illegitimate who run this city wanted illegal aliens to vote? Because most people who read and write English know that they're crooks and they didn't deserve office. And that's why the city is crippled. The city by the bay that I love so much is so crippled. It's because the people who actually work and live here, the taxpayers who know what's going on, the descendants of those who built the city, understand that their city has been stolen from them through multiculturalism. But I don't want to go into that right now. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. I'll be back. Hold it. I'm going to take a break, but I'm coming back to take calls on the topics we have not yet discussed. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Here are the rules. Make your statement in 15 seconds or less, or Jim's going to hang up on you. Bye.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUYCO. How can you win a war on terror when you have the New York Post has a headline, Confessions of a Sugar Baby? I got $500 for sex with a 75-year-old grandpa, but I'm not a hooker. I mean, is that the best that Murdoch can do? Well, it's how he built his fortune. Why should he change now? He has a variety show on Fox News with a chorus line. You know how Fox News got where they are. And they do a fairly good job. I mean, look at Shep Smith, how he covers for the terrorists on a daily basis and poses on a conservative network. They do very well indeed. And the girls with the legs and the shoes, I don't know what they must spend on shoes on that network. What's the shoe budget that Roger Ailes gives out? Does anyone know what the shoe budget must be on Fox News? Do you know that if CNN wanted to boost their ratings, all I got to do is look at the shoes that are being used on Fox News? I don't even care if they put them on men. If Wolf Blitzer was to be moved from the, and you put women's shoes on him, the ratings would go up 10, 15 points just from the Manalos alone. This is what they have on the front page, Confessions of a Sugar Baby. Oh, then you have to read down this and that. There's no war on terror for the New York Post. The whole thing is about celebrities. I don't get that. Then the horoscope. You know, watch dealer too drunk to remember $600,000 hooker heist. Again, New York Post. Central Park muggers take man's sneakers and phone and $2,000 in cash. No description of the muggers. No description of the muggers. A man mugged somebody in Central Park. No description. Manhattan Republican leader rejects calls to boot Trump from party. No kidding. There'd be no party if they got rid of Trump. There'd be four men in a knish. If the Manhattan Republican Party got rid of Donald Trump or disassociated them, four men in a katza sandwich would be left. An empty deli tray. Police release video of suspect wanted in Queens arsons. We can't see the picture, though, because, you know, it's so silly, the world. I don't know what you got to do. It's just last night I oiled my guns. That's all. That's crazy. I just oiled them. I got out the rags. I got the silicone rags. I oiled them. I became a gun nut last night. I even got out the antique guns that I never even look at that you can't fire. And I oiled them with silicone. And then I realized that even in antique days, men owned guns to defend their wives and families. How do you like that? Even in antique days throughout Europe, men owned guns to defend themselves. How is that even possible?
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
So I added a new thing, Talk Radio for the Thinking Person. It's the 10th of December, 2015, and we're living through a reign of terror, both from internal and external sources. These pseudo-journalists are rewriting history as we speak it, telling us we have no reason to fear. We should only fear Donald Trump. And I try to make this a Trump-free and Muslim-free show. It's impossible, because those are the only two topics anybody wants to talk about. But we're not going to do it again in this hour. We're trying not to. I'll take the callers because first thing I want to do is read the articles that are on michaelsavage.com. Then I'll take your calls, and there's plenty of good ones waiting online right now. Sorry, I got distracted. All right, top story, michaelsavage.com. Facebook censors Michael Savage post of Muslims protesting. Okay? The pictures that were banned on Facebook can now be seen on my website, michaelsavage.com. Next story, man accused of raping couple day after shooting a student. If you want to get sick, you take a look at this story. This animal first shot a student in the stomach, a medical student, a real good medical student. He shot in the stomach with a rifle. He tried to execute him with a gun, but it jammed. You will see on the videotape this animal grabbing a girl right out of a car next to her boyfriend and running off with her into another car and taking her to a parking lot to rape her. They'll call him a victim of white privilege next, that he had an oppressed background that he had to put. It's sickening! Former Israeli Defense Forces soldier joins ISIS in Syria. That's a big story. A Muslim Israeli citizen fled the Israeli Defense Forces and joined ISIS. Talk about dual loyalties, woo. Ooh, don't bring that one up to a Hillary Clinton. Let's see what else made it to my website. Michael Savage's new book, Government Zero, hits number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list. My call screener has now failed. I cannot talk to any callers. Nobody heard that in Dallas. I hope they can hear the show somewhere, because I would like to take a caller but can't. Unfortunately, I cannot take any calls. We had a collapse in the call screening equipment. But I think they're busy now on the coffee break, so there's no way to reconnect me. So I'll continue to read my website. Next, feds arrest Amir of ISIS recruitment effort in Minnesota. He is a Somali. Let's see what else. How did a terror-tied group called CARE end up running interference in California. Terror Probe asks investors, Business Daily. Oh, here's another little one from the Daily Star. ISIS could be destroyed as Putin's airstrikes leave them in financial ruin. That didn't make it to the New York Times. He's wiping out their financial lifeline. He knows just what he's doing. He's a real war leader. He did it slowly but surely. He took out their entire financial lifeline. ISIS could be destroyed as Putin's airstrikes leave them in financial ruin. Muslim scholar, ISIS perversion of Islam is a mortal danger to Muslims. Okay? That's actually a great story. It was on CNN. A Muslim scholar says that ISIS perversion of Islam is a moral danger. That's a great story. I hope you go to it. Now, since I can't get calls, I'm going to call for the caller, and we'll see what happens, okay? Let's see what happens here. Let's go to line number 9. Kim, welcome to the Savage Nation. Can't get it. How about giving me line number 9, Jim? Just put line number 9 up, Jim. Just put line number 9 up, Jim. No, I can't hear him. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties again.
Michael.
Yeah, hi, Kim. Hey, that was only a 30-second delay. I sat here groping for 2 minutes trying to get someone to fix it, but okay. Go ahead, Kim. What's up?
I've been a feminist for a long time, but I would never vote for a woman to be president, and I would not think much of another woman that would, based on just her gender. It's an insult to assume that we would just vote for another woman because she is a woman. As I said, I'm not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. I am a liberal. I'm a Democrat. But I will not vote for her simply because of her Wall Street connections. I've already...
But you're going to vote for her, though, because she's a Democrat? Is that what you're saying?
I will not vote for... No, I've changed on that. I am nothing anymore. I used to be a very good Democrat.
Why are you afraid of Donald Trump? Don't you realize your life is in danger in this country because of liberal pacifist policies?
Well, the Congress won't work with him if he gets in.
Wait a minute. Let's worry about Congress later. Don't you as a woman feel that the pacifism and the socialism of your party is partly or greatly responsible for the mess we're in?
First of all, I disagree about the socialism. My feeling is most of the social welfare is going to Wall Street. My problem is limousine liberals. My problem is Glass-Steagall. My problem is the money that's involved with my party now. That's my problem.
But you still won't vote for Donald Trump no matter what?
No, Michael, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so, no. But
Do you fear Donald Trump?
Pardon me?
Do you fear Donald Trump?
I don't fear him. I don't fear ISIS either. I think my likelihood of having my leg bitten off by a shark is more likely than mine being killed by ISIS. But on the other hand...
So in other words, the mindset is, as long as you're not hit by a bomb, it doesn't affect you. Is that it?
That's not true at all, Michael.
That's what you just said. That's the typical liberal mantra. They give you statistics that you're just as likely to die of a car accident, more so than be hurt by ISIS, therefore why care? So you're buying into the whole liberal argument that they're not a threat.
Want them in this country?
And then it means that you have no compassion, moreover, for the victims of ISIS in San Bernardino, because it didn't affect you personally.
I'm saying I'm not afraid of them. It doesn't mean that I want them in this country. Right now, I do think Trump has made a good statement about saying, until we know what we're doing, we're not vetting people. We haven't been vetted. The truth is, we haven't been vetting people coming into this country for a very long time, because this is what Wall Street wants, is a global world with no boundaries, the free exchange of labor, goods, and services throughout the world. It's a nice thought. It will never work. And we're native. We're primitive. We like our country. We like our homes. We like our states. We're not made to be that way. It's a pipe dream, and it's getting a lot of people pissed off, and it's screwing up the country.
Let me ask you this. Did you hear the opening to my show 2.5 hours ago where I said that the staggering number of 680,000 Muslims were admitted to the United States under Obama just between 2009 and 2013? Does that bother you that they're Muslims?
Doesn't surprise me in the least that he did that.
Hold on. You're a Democrat, though. You voted for him.
I voted for him reluctantly. Yes, I voted for him.
Do you, as an American progressive woman, fear the Muslim invasion?
I'm suspicious of it. I'm not afraid of it. I think it's a bad policy. I think right now...
How do you, as a modern American woman who is a feminist and a Democrat, how do you feel when you walk past a woman covered head to toe in a tent?
You know, I haven't seen them in the whole hijab, but the whole time, but recently I have. I don't know. I'm not intelligent enough to know exactly what her thinking is. I would love to talk to them, but
why would a woman willingly lock herself up in a tent and subjugate herself to some man? Why would she do that?
Because of a book. Michael, when I was young, my mother and father took me to Turkey. This is in the late 60s. And we went to the Blue Mosque, and I was young, and I didn't know when we went there a man took my father, my mother, myself, and my brother, and was reading the Quran. Of course, we didn't understand him. An elderly man stood next to us. Somebody was laughing because to us Americans, it seemed like he was laughing, so we smiled at him. He wasn't laughing. He was hysterically crying, and I'd never seen...
No, what was he crying over?
The reading of the Quran. And I had never seen, yeah, I grew up a Christian, right?
So in other words, these people take their religion real seriously.
It's not real seriously. It's something that I'm not sure any of us can understand. It's...
Interesting. Well, it's worth listening to you because that hits the nail on the head. Christians don't take their religion very seriously. You know, several months ago, I said that only a militant Christianity can save the world. Did you hear that show?
I did.
You see, the problem with Christianity, as I see it, is that it's turned into something political that it never was meant to be. Christianity was never meant to be a pacifist religion. Christianity was something else a long time ago, and it was slowly converted and perverted by the liberals within the Christian movement, turned it into a social agency. Anyway, I think we've done a very good job. You're a very, very good speaker, by the way. And I know that you're a loyal listener because I know you've called before. You love this show. I get it. So I'm sending you, a Christmas, or are you Christian or Jewish?
Let's just say I'm a religious tourist. I'm looking at everything.
Okay, but I'm trying to send you Government Zero for a holiday. So what holiday should I send it to you for? The moon holiday or what?
Yeah, that's good.
You sound like an old hippie from Berkeley to me.
I'm not an old hippie from Berkeley.
And nothing wrong with an old hippie from Berkeley. As long as they're a realist, I don't care if they wear tie-dyes and they have beards under their arms. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America. Here's another story that was likely to be banned soon by the government. 65% of the Syrian refugees pouring into Europe cannot read or write, and they cannot join the workforce. Now, what sane nation on earth brings in illiterates who will go on to welfare? What sane nation on earth would bring in unemployable illiterates other than those who want to destroy their own nation? And Angela Merkel is put on the cover of Time magazine. Now, Time magazine is not what you think it is. They named a woman of the year. Big deal. They mean communist operative of the year. They mean socialist psycho of the year. Of course they would put her on the cover. She's destroying Germany. But anyway, I mean, it's agitating. Reuters, U.S. top court divided over affirmative action in college admissions. In other words, in the opening arguments back and forth. Anthony Kennedy, they're calling a conservative. You hear conservative? Anthony Kennedy, they're calling a conservative. Mace sent it back to the University of Texas to a trial judge to let the University of Texas submit more evidence to defendant's consideration of race. Among other factors in picking applicants. Who can support affirmative action in this day and age? Why would you support affirmative action at this time in American history? You mean there aren't any poor whites, underprivileged whites? And do you know what affirmative action is doing to Asians in this country? They may as well not apply to UC Berkeley. There are too many intelligent Asians. They can't get in because of affirmative action. You know my position on it. Let the best woman win. Best grades, best SATs, you get right up to the top of the line. I don't care if it's 100% Asian, it wouldn't matter to me. But now they're using affirmative action to keep Asians out. Okay, 855-497-282 is the phone number. Craig on KSFO, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Savage. This is Craig. I saw that Facebook post last night, and I was horrified by the images that they were holding up and all that. And I don't understand when we're going to wake up to what's coming.
Well, why do you suppose Zuckerberg have had his liberal minions take my page down from that page? Why did they admit it? They did to me what Britain has done to me. I didn't say these things. I just showed what they're saying outside the Danish embassy. Slay those who insult Islam. Europe, you will pay. Demolition is on its way. Butcher those who mock Islam. Europe, you will pay. Your extermination is on its way. Wait till the real Holocaust occurs. Why shouldn't the world see the faces of hatred?
America needs to wake up.
Well, Facebook took it down. Once again, a liberal Jewish man, Mark Zuckerberg, is misinterpreting what his parents taught him. Okay, what can I say? Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. Jerry on WFAY Radio, what's your topic? I hope it's...
Quickly, I just want to thank you for speaking the truth, and you've taught me a lot. And I just wanted to lighten your day, basically. I love it when you get humorous. I love your humor. I've had tears running down my face. I was just wondering if you ever have considered writing a humorous book.
What's the funniest thing I've ever done on the radio? Let's do humor.
Oh, I love it when you start getting on Hillary's case. You know, I just love...
Yeah, but I'm not the best on that. I don't do a big job on that one. I think I've done better jobs at imitating Bernie Sanders. That was my last bit best comedic outing on the Savage Nation when I channeled Bernie Sanders. I thought that was funny.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. I swear. I wish you would just do a book on some of your humor. And also, I love it when you talk about your dog, Teddy. Curious today? How's he doing?
Well, I have good news for you. He's sleeping 5 feet from me on his big fat pillow. He watches every show. He probably knows more about politics than most PhD students in America from having sat through all of these shows. God, if he could only talk. But there's a book coming out on Teddy this May. Did you hear that the other day? My publisher and photographer were out all weekend photographing Teddy and I, the second session. They did the first one last summer of Teddy and I fixing cars, Teddy and I eating, Teddy and I doing this, Teddy and I doing that. It's going to be me and Teddy, a day in the life of kind of thing. So I think you're going to find it. It's going to have some humor in it if I can. I got to generate that humor, though. I haven't even written the book entirely. I just started it. We just got the pictures. So you're going to be able to at least see this guy. I mean, the photographer, Vincent Ramini, is the best dog photographer in the world. He captured Teddy in ways you could never imagine. I can't even describe it. It's too far in advance, but it's a great book, and it'll be out in May, Teddy and I.
May I ask you, I'm not even sure, I'm sorry, what kind of dog is Teddy?
Oh, that's interesting. You asked about him, and you think you know him. What do you think he is?
Oh, my goodness, I wouldn't know. I'm completely...
Well, no, it's interesting. In other words, you know I have a dog, Teddy, who's with me all the time. You know he's my pal. You know we're a pair, a duo. And you don't know what kind of dog he is. That's interesting. People hear things they don't... He's an 11-pound toy poodle, gray in color. He is 11 or 12 years in age. And he's as spunky as a puppy because of what I feed him. I did not feed him any diets that are recommended by anybody who knows much about dogs. It's like I used to love when I had babies when they were young. I had a few gay friends. They were the biggest experts on child rearing. They had no children of their own, but they had more advice for me on how to raise children than anybody else. It's the same with dogs. People who don't own dogs tell me how to raise a dog. Don't feed him that. It's not good for him. Don't feed him human food. The dog jumps 4 feet in the ground from what I feed him. It's the Savage Nation. Be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
It is the fifth night of Hanukkah. It's the fifth night of Hanukkah. One of the reasons I like this holiday is still like a little kid in me. I like to light these candles. I light them alone like a kid. I remember lighting them in New York City next to a frozen over window, you know, that kind of thing. And it shows the quickness of time, the passage of time. Here's a holiday that you light a candle every night for 8 nights, right? And it's like, if you miss a candle, you feel guilty, not because it's a religious thing. It's the passage of time. Like, oh my God, it's the fifth night, I didn't even do anything kind of thing. It teaches you the value of time and the fleeting nature of life. Do you understand what I'm saying? So maybe that's too maudlin for the average pill-popping American. I don't really know. I don't really know. What can you do about it? I mean, December's already racing away from me. I haven't gotten to the ice skating rink in San Francisco but once. All year long, I wait to see them build that ice skating rink down at Justin Herman Plaza, down by the ferry terminal. And I like the ice they put. It reminds me of Rockefeller Center in New York, and I love to see the people skating. And it reminds me of the holidays and Currier and Ives. It's a beautiful thing to witness. I've only seen it like once in the whole time. And before I get there again, it'll be taken down already. They take it down like January 2nd. It's amazing. And every year comes the same way. And the holidays come upon us. The winter comes upon us. Before you know it, the snow is here. I always say, I'm going to go up to the Sierras. I want to see the snow. I never get there anymore. I mean, pre-radio, I was up in the Sierras in the winter. I take days to do this, days to do that. I don't do it anymore. I'm a slave to my microphone the way my grandfather, may he rest in peace, was a slave to the sewing machine. It was like from the treadle to the microphone in two generations. You know, I'm still a slave to my business. This is what I do. I can't leave the microphone behind. I have studios in L.A. I have a studio in L.A. that I built at great expense. I've never used it. Would you believe it? Years ago, I used to do shows from L.A. I don't do them anymore. I'll do them soon. I have a studio in Florida. I never go to it. It's amazing to me. I'm stuck. It's the same view every day. Why? Because we're at war. I feel as though we're in a different phase of American history and American life, in radio and everywhere else. I believe these are very... We are in new times. We are under siege, both because of the insanity of this government with open borders in plain English and attacking those amongst us who are the most vigilant as the enemy, and letting those who would attack us, protecting them with their dumb, stupid statements. Anyone who says a word that she doesn't like, she'll look into you with the whole weight of the Justice Department. And the preachers of hate inside the mosques, she's not looking into. That's off limits. It's a world that's upside down. So I feel that I can't afford to take a day off from the radio. Someone wrote me, please tell us what you feed Teddy. I am a former ballet student and I want to jump 4 feet off the ground too. So I answered her, chicken, carrots, and kibble. He usually leaves the kibble over and he won't eat it. He'll go through the chicken. If it's fresh, he'll polish it in around like an inhalation. He gets a hot breast in there. If he gets a hot cut up chicken breast, I got to be very careful with my choice of words. If he gets a hot cut up chicken breast in his dish, with kibble and carrots, the chicken breast is gone, vacuumed up. He'll only eat the kibble if I leave it there for the next two meals and I don't give him the chicken. 4 feet in the air, no special, nothing. It's the little dogs, the purebred little dogs are very strong. It's the purebred big dogs that die young, very heartbreaking. They're like a person dies on you, 5 years of age, 6 years of age, they die. The wolfhound, my friend had an Irish wolfhound. What a magnificent animal, my God. Fionn, my friend owned an Irish bar in North Beach. Bar's closed now, that's sad. Everything changes. What are you going to do? You go through North Beach, the whole thing is changing. It's like you know what North Beach is if you're not from San Francisco? It's an Italian district built by the Italian people a long, long time ago when the Italian people were dominant in San Francisco. They built these most beautiful houses, and in a certain light, the buildings are all different wooden, you know, wood colors, and the colors of the wood come up in the light at a certain time of day. Just gorgeous. I've always felt like I'm in Europe or another part of the world, another time, another place. And I don't even go there anymore. Since my friend Lorenzo died in the North Beach restaurant, I don't even go there anymore. I do go see my friend in the Pinocchio restaurant. I'm not there much. But I'd be remiss not to mention I do love that place. Pinocchio is my new Italian restaurant of choice. Go see Giovanni. He'll give you an extra meatball. I don't know. I haven't been there. There's nothing in it. I'm not looking for any kickback. I don't have a Hawaiian shirt. Only those with Hawaiian shirts want the freebie under the table. I don't need it, and I don't want it. So there we are. San Francisco is the most beautiful city on earth. I love it. I don't even get into it anymore. The bums. Don't ask. The filth. Why don't they sweep the streets? Of the bums. Why don't they sweep the bums off the streets once? Can they give us a bum-free day, maybe one day in San Francisco? One day you can walk in the street without being accosted by some lowlife. Unbelievable to me. It's not pleasant to walk around the streets anymore. And the filth, the plain filth. They don't sweep the streets in the city. I'm not going to go into the human body waste in the streets. That's disgusting that a city would let that go on. But the actual, I'm talking garbage, just garbage in the streets. It's like a third world city in many ways, but we all love it. We look over the garbage and we do the best we can. It's like America itself now is like San Francisco. We overlook the garbage. We overlook the garbage being dumped on us by a liberal government, and we go on with our lives. In plain English, that's what it is. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. I don't know what I want to do for the rest of the show. I have great sound. There's no point in playing it. You can find the pictures that were banned on my Facebook account on michaelsavage.com. They were captured and reposted there. Facebook is now working hand in glove with the Obama administration to make certain that anything that is that makes the Obama administration uncomfortable is not posted. However, if anyone posts articles such as Death to Israel, that apparently meets community standards on Facebook. Yeah, it says Death to Israel, they don't take it down. That meets community standards because apparently Jewish patriots don't monitor Facebook, but Muslim fanatics apparently get to go right to the head of the class there, very much like Britain itself. 855-407, I think I said that 53,000 times. I don't know what I want to do with calls, and I don't know. Anybody want to talk to me? Dana, on KKAT Radio. Dana, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Michael, 15 years ago, my mother was telling me about a Michael Savage on the radio that I just had to listen. That he was talking about New World Order and the Bushes being a part of that. And I said, Mom, you're crazy. That's not true. That's not even going to happen. She says, I'm telling you, you need to listen. So I decided, okay, I listened to one show, and I've been hooked ever since. And I listened.
Dana, of course we all love to hear those kind of calls, but first of all, is your mom still alive, I hope?
She is. She's 85, and she's still a listener.
Wow, she's still young yet. 85 is not old anymore in this day and age. So she started you listening when she was 70, and you were how old at that time, 35, 40?
Yeah, I'm 59 now.
Well, I did. I've been talking about borders, language, and culture long before others were talking about borders, language, and culture. They were doing Republican, Democrat for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. I used to fight it here in Utah. I sat on the Illegal Immigration Commission up at our state capitol, and I fought that for 2 years. And I was surrounded by a lot of Republicans that didn't want to hear it. They wanted them here, and they were Republicans.
Of course, the Republicans want the illegal aliens here for the cheap labor. Isn't that true?
That is correct. That is correct.
Right. In plain English, they want them here for the cheap labor, which is why so many Republicans do this.
Man, and they're getting
war on Christmas. Norwegian parents handed consent form for Christmas traditions. In Norway now, a Christian nation, it's gotten so bad that the parents who want to celebrate Christmas must get a consent form from the school. Can you believe how far the West has fallen because of weakness and liberalism?
Oh, yes. My family's from Norway, so I know all about
that. Oh, isn't that odd? Look what the land the descendants of Vikings have fallen to. What happened to the Norwegian men? Where did they go? What happened to Norwegians again? What happened to Swedish men? Where did they go? These are the Vikings' descendants.
Right. That's right.
Parents at a Norwegian school were left astounded when the school asked permission for their children to take part in a Christmas ritual in which children dance around a tree singing carols. Some questioned just how much further schools will have to go in a bid to accommodate minorities. This is in a suburban school outside of Oslo. Apparently, they were offending Muslims. Their human rights were offended because they were dancing around a Christmas tree in a Christian nation. So in other words, multiculturalism has an intent, which is to wipe out the cultural foundation of all Christian nations under the guise of respect for diversity. How long have I been warning you about that? How many years have I been saying diversity is really a cover for perversity and it will lead to our demise unless we stop this insanity? How long? 20 years now?
Right.
And you know what I said on this local radio station 20 years ago? I said we need barbs on our berries to survive. Meaning even I looked at a strawberry under a magnifying glass, and even a strawberry has barbs on it to prevent insects from eating the soft flesh of that strawberry. And I said, if you take the barbs off a strawberry, the insects will eat it. And if you deball our police and if you debase our military, they will eat us alive. Was I wrong? I'm 100% right. I'll be back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646. Well, the big story of the day can be found on WND.com and MichaelSavage.com, which is Facebook has censored the Michael Savage post of Muslims protesting. I did not make up those signs. They did. And yet Zuckerberg's minions took down the posting. The statements by these fanatics are shocking, and the world needs to see what they're saying to make sure this never happens. Slay those who insult Islam. Butcher those who mock Islam. Europe, you will pay. Extermination is on the way. The real Holocaust is coming. They're chilling statements. Take a look at the lovely faces of peace. With the beards, with the signs. Look for it yourself. Go ahead. Go look at it. I didn't make up the picture. I didn't make them up. So I posted it, and Facebook took it down. It's on MichaelSavage.com. And WND, nobody else will touch the story. You're not going to find it on any of the other sites. They will not link to it. Nobody will touch it. It's a huge story. I'm censored. I'm banned in Britain, and nobody will touch it. You'll not see it on the Drudge Report. You'll not see it on Newsmax. You'll see it nowhere. Nowhere. I am now on the no-go list everywhere except on my own website and the radio show. It is what it is. I mean, I've been an outsider all my life, so if this is what it is, what it is. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So I have to rely on the radio show now and my website and my books to get through to you. I'll find another way. Look, if they close me down on Facebook, which could happen, I'll create a new social networking site, which we'll use ourselves. That's, we'll create our own site, our own encrypted site. I guarantee there'll be 5 FBI agents assigned to this website. If ISIS created a website in America, the FBI wouldn't look at it. They'd say it's freedom of speech and freedom of us. It's unbelievable to me how crazy the world is upside down. I have a very clear statement on my Facebook page. It was put up a month ago before the terrorist attacks. It said, any statements of violence, any statements calling for violence will be taken down immediately. I said that before the terrorist attack happened. So they took down my posting of what the Muslims are saying, full of terror and full of hate. Unbelievable to me. Okay, let's get some callers in. Steve on KSFO, we have 3 minutes left. What's your point? Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I thank you for taking my call. I live just a little ways away from you. I live in Fremont. And I listen to you all the time, sir. I think highly of you. I'll start with the less personal question first. Cardi Fiorina said that Hillary Clinton will mop the floor with Donald Trump. Shouldn't she show us how Hillary Clinton will do that right now while she's contending for the Republican nomination with Donald Trump?
I would say this. Fiorina is a no-show. She's got no traction. No one likes her. She's not a real contender. She's a marginal outlier. She's threatened by Trump. And the fact of the matter is Hillary Clinton will fall if she runs because Trump's machine will expose her for having created the Arab Spring, which created the entire refugee crisis, which is flooding the entire world. Hillary Clinton caused this crisis. Trump is the only man who will be able to say it. Please go to the next question. Time is short.
Dr. Savage, the last question is, have you been shying away from Donald Trump lately? And if so, I can understand why.
I have been, and I'll tell you why. Tell me why you think I have been.
Dr. Savage, I imagine for some of the same wow and outrageous reasons why I'm shocked and amazed now and then, but you know, we get through it.
I do it for another. It's not because of what Trump says that I don't spend 3 hours a day licking his boots. It's because I am not in business to promote Donald Trump. I've been in the radio business 21 years. This show is not supposed to be a megaphone for any candidate. And when any radio show becomes a megaphone for a single candidate, what does that tell you about the show and the host?
You are right, Dr. Savage. You are an equal opportunity show host. There you
Well, that's right. I mean, the truth is, it doesn't interest me to talk about one man 3 hours a day. And I won't do it. I tried today to not talk about Donald Trump, nor about Muslims. It was almost impossible because that's all that the news is reporting. So the fact is that we walked away from it in hour number three. I respect Donald Trump. I would vote for Donald Trump. I support Donald Trump. But I'm not going to talk about him 3 hours a day until the election. I won't do it. I'd like to make it a much broader show than that. I can't make myself just be a PR agent for Donald Trump. I'm sending you a Christmas gift. Government Zero, I hope you celebrate Christmas. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, then it's for Kwanzaa. If you celebrate Hanukkah, it'll arrive for the eighth night of Hanukkah. Government Zero. Although I doubt very much that it's very popular in that latter community. After what we talked about the Bible yesterday, I don't know how many religious Jewish people listen to me anymore. Probably none. But I'm sorry. I look at all religions with a kind of jaundiced eye right now. I must tell you the truth. Because of what fanatical Muslims are doing to the world in the name of religion, I'll be very honest with you. All religions now are starting to bother me, to be frank with you. I don't, anyone who's phenomenally, let's say fanatical in their beliefs and want to impose it on anyone else, count me out. Count me out. I don't care what the symbol is. Doesn't matter to me. Okay, that's it for the show. I hope you've enjoyed it. God bless America.